Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sometimes you see something on Twitter. You're working 20 different things at a time.
Just a hair late on them and...
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Warrior guard Pat Spencer coming up at 11:30. Warriors aren't in action till Friday. They play the T-Wolves, but Pat Spencer certainly had a great week, starting with that Oklahoma City game last Tuesday, and the Warriors win 2 out of 3 on the road trip, and Pat Spencer
balling.
We'll give away a Pat Spencer jersey, too, tomorrow.
I'm going to be selfish here just as a fan. And I know for the athletes like the Niners and the Warriors, they need this time off. But, damn, Steiny, I hate the Niners didn't have a game. I get it. They need it. And I hate the Warriors don't play until Friday. It'll be here sooner than later. But I just, damn, I just love ball. I love the game coming here, reacting to new information.
Well, you could use the time to practice then, like the guys. See what I'm saying? Like, you can't play all the time. You can work on other parts of your life. See what I'm saying?
Well, there's other games on, too.
But no. You don't want to be like a radio host who's like an AAU guy, who all he does is play 4 games a day, doesn't learn the fundamentals, and then you just come on here and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, man.
You know, you want to play a certain amount of games, then go work on your game, then come back and something like that.
AAU gets a bad rap, man.
And rightfully so. Did you ever play AAU?
It wasn't around. It wasn't around, but I would have played, but... No, seriously, it seems like you had something in your... I'll say this. The guys and gals coaching these teams are given their time. And as you know, when we get older and grow, Steiny, there's nothing more important in life than time, someone's time. So we can... You know, I kind of... I don't want to bash any... They're coaching the kids.
But you just bashed Ayuk.
Well, that's different. He's being selfish and greedy. He got paid. He couldn't come to my locker room no more. We would just lose, and I'd be like, it was worth it. We stood for something.
All right, I'll play this hypothetical out. So Kyle Shanahan walks into the 49er locker room today or tomorrow when they get back from their break, and hey, get it in, call it in, guys. Give me a sec here. You know, you guys know what's going on with Brandon. We had to void that contract last year. For next year. And, you know, we've been a little bit of an impasse. But we met with Brandon earlier today, and we'd like to open up that practice window and get him out there as fast as possible. Does anybody in here have a problem with that?
Now, see, I like that. That's how you did it. Didn't you say that happened?
I thought you were going
to. That happened to you. They voted to have you back.
Guru, we worried that we've heard that you don't want Brandon Ayuk back through our captains.
Yeah, I would stand up and say it's not worth it.
You don't want him back?
Yeah. That would be, you know, my sense. Now,
if I'm
outnumbered.
You're not willing to give a second chance, Goo?
Man.
I know. It's not easy.
Because remember, that happened to you, and they voted you back.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, that's the beautiful part about it. It was a real vote.
I think they would take him back. I think they would. I think in a pro setting, they would be. That would be filed
because they're trying
under
to win
business.
At the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, John Lynch make a mistake in that they didn't do anything at the deadline, and now they're right in the thick of it.
We were in on some of the big names. I think it was kind of a seller's market, and there was, at the same position, we would probably be looking at D-line. There were a lot of teams looking, and so the asking prices were just crazy, and we weren't going to do that. We felt good enough about our team that we just weren't going to do something we didn't think was wise, and parents tell me sometimes the best deals you do are the ones you don't do, and, I think for our team, we did what we thought was right, and it seems to be working out pretty well. So, but we didn't have our mind closed to adding, some high-end players, and we feel like we did.
Man.
John Lynch talking with Tim Kawakami on the TK podcast saying, yeah, they were looking for defensive linemen, but the asking price was too high.
Okay, and it's easy for me to say right now, but Stoney, I don't know if you saw the news, Trey Hendrickson, sideline, looks like it might be the rest of this season with core muscle surgery for a hip pelvis issue. I mean, just imagine how you're feeling if you move mountains to try to bring him in and then he's hurt, And the Niners have dealt with their fair share of injuries. But, man, that would cut. So, again, you said it. Sometimes the best deals and the moves are the ones you don't make.
The 49ers, they made a – right. Keon White.
Yeah.
And
Farrell.
Yeah, Cleveland Farrell with the guys. The week of the
got him off the street, basically.
Yeah, the week of the trade deadline, they sat tight, but they had made a couple moves before that. 888. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
888-957-9570 is the number. This is more John Lynch. This is on his 9 years in the Bay.
I came here to get something done, and that was kind of to help a really proud organization get back on track and win championships, compete and win championships. We've done the compete part. We haven't won it. And so I'm kind of, when I get my mindset on something, I really want to see it come to fruition. I'm having a really good time doing this right now. I will tell you the conclusion I have is I never thought I'd be here this long. I thought it'd be easier, but I probably thought we'd have a couple in our hip pocket by now, and that hasn't happened. We've had good chances, but we haven't paid them off, and so I'm committed to trying to pay this thing off, having a good time. I feel, excited about where our organization is at. I think the arrow is pointing up.
All right, John Lynch, San Francisco 49ers general manager. So I'm looking at Shanahan and Lynch, and Shanahan's under contract through 2027. So let's assume Lynch is through 2027 too. I heard the morning guys talking about this, so it's not like I'm not going to give them credit, but right now, would you extend them both through 2030?
Yeah, in a California would. Second.
I really?
Mean, what just about Kyle, what they've built something together, but I'm talking about just the head coach. And they're working well together. Stoney, I'm just on the sideline. They should have one at least. They got there twice. We're seeing what he's doing without the expensive China or the Bugatti. The guy is a ball coach and knows how to get his team to respond. So from that end, Kyle and John are intertwined to me. So why even break it up? But the Kyle part is just, give me another coach right now that you might take.
It's
and there's
not,
McVay and Andy, I got that. But other than that, this dude is just, he's doing the Kyrie Irving to coaching with what I believe he's doing and who he's doing it without this season.
Ask me what I would do.
What would you do?
I certainly wouldn't extend him right now. Like, this is...
And why?
Because they've
why
got
pause?
It's what? Because the calendar says 2025. That means he's under contract for four more games this year in the playoffs, all of next year, and all the year after that. And that's plenty. He's got more than 2 years left in his deal.
But if you're in love,
no,
you can extend it. Like
no. I mean, first of all, when I'm saying no, I'm not saying you're wrong. Yeah. I'm saying, no, I'm not giving him an extension. He's got two more years. Go to work.
How impressed have you been with this season itself? Right there.
I'm going to be honest with you. Not as impressed as other people.
Seriously?
Yes. Not as impressed as most other people. And that's on me. I get it. But like, this is
more. I want to double back to that too.
This is more about pro sports than it is about Shanahan.
But it's about the job he's doing.
He's 2027. Yeah, why do I need to get him through 2030?
Just security and
what security?
And to show how much or how great of a job you're doing. You know, extensions do happen before the deadline, partner.
I understand, and we'll do it at the end of next year at the earliest.
But how can I take you to a place to where you'll say, "Goo, I love the job
Kyle,
of the guy we're
win
doing.
A Super Bowl, and we'll start talking about 5 years
he
from
really
now.
Should have one. Well, I can
and
do,
you know what?
I
if he had
both.
One, he'd say probably be signed through 2030, but he doesn't, that's and he's not.
I mean, man, they had two good shots at it.
I just...
Like he's coaching his ass off right now. I just come on. Like, I'm saying, throw everybody in. The NBA, MLB, he's coaching his ass off. They still got to get it done. But, man, I thought this thing was doomed this season. And I would have been like, oh, okay, hey, you had all excuses in the world to, you know, you guys are going to tank. But, oh, my starting quarterback went down. We just paid. Who we got? Oh, Mac Jones, come in here. I'll make you look great. It's just like, man, the Midas touch.
Yeah, I don't, it's not necessary.
What, you got to elaborate a bit if
he's signed. Like,
that's technical.
He's here, he's under contract for 2.5 more years. Like, I don't need to sign him to a lifetime deal.
Who is he? The question this morning, he's your guy that's taking you to 4 NFC championship games, 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And...
I wouldn't
it
extend
looks
him
like
right
the
now.
Dude can coach no matter who, you know, who's in, who's out.
Okay. I wouldn't. Like, if the. I'm
but
not
if you
saying
were betting
he's not a great
right
coach.
Now, you know, you would bet that's on the horizon. When that day does come, if this keeps up with what it looks like it's trending to be, he don't even got to win a Super Bowl. He's getting an extension.
I don't like the idea of having a coach under contract for 5 years. I mean, I know it happens, but.
I'm just speaking to the job and how enamored I am and Niner fans. And I critique him and I come down his road for certain stuff. But coaching the game, coaching offense, putting guys in positions to win, and now you're doing it with Robert Saleh, like I would have no problems at all. Do you think we'll hear from anybody? Now that we were prepping for the show, I don't know if anybody called the morning guys and said that they wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
Now, you said something that has me thinking. You said, you know what, Goo? I'm not as impressed as others.
Because of the schedule. Mm. And I've made no secret of that. I think the schedule's been a joke.
I didn't know what you had in your tool belt, but I got the schedule.
But as for, like, I'm not saying I don't want Kyle Shanahan to be the coach for 5 years. I may, but if I don't have to lock into that right now.
Bob Myers theory.
I mean, what if... I mean, you sign him to a 3-year extension through 2030, and in the next year or two, they don't make the playoffs, and people are going to be, you know, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I've criticized him, and, you know, I'm on his neck at times, but I do know how to take a step back and look what's going on in other places, other organizations throughout all sports. Fire the coach, don't have a viable option in there, think you do, and then you're just chasing. I know about that, but, you know, trying to find something that, you know, might take years to get. I'm just saying the guy's coaching right now, Stoney, and if you were to bet, but you said you needed to see more, that bet would be
on. I just
on.
Wouldn't
He's
do it
be
now.
Here in 2030.
I know. Just wouldn't.
And Bob Myers told us that. Stoney, why do you got to do something? Make a decision until you have to.
Well, I want to say that the last time the 49ers extended Lynch and Shanahan, first of all, I need to get the specifics, but remember it happened before the year, and then they didn't announce it until into the year, and it was a little bit earlier than they needed to do.
But it was the right thing to do.
Well, okay. I mean...
Wouldn't you say?
Not... I mean, it was, they did it, but like my thing is, okay, yeah, give them till 2030 if Super Bowls aren't important to you. Like, would that be a I just, like,
I'm sure there's some owners that probably think that way, but without knowing what's about to pop off, I'm already giving this season a plus. That's me. Okay. Well, and then now we're talking about one more season in between. Like, what more do you need to see, partner? As far as, can this guy elevate others around him?
It's a good question. What more do I need to see?
Yeah. Now, if you said Super Bowl, I get it.
I need to see another year like the first 9 or 10. Then I'll give him to 2030. But I just don't. That's a long time in the future.
Well, how long is Brock Purdy's deal, right? And he's the predecessor. He produced that, but he birthed that, basically. You know, drafting Brock and getting Brock paid. So I don't feel like they don't coincide. So he's going to be here as long as Brock's here.
Maybe. I'm not. I just don't see. It's just me, and this is the owner in me. But it's 2025. I don't want to make a decision right now and say, oh, Kyle's going to be our coach in 2030. I'd rather push it toward 2030, especially when he's under contract for two more years. That's fine for now. That's all I'm saying.
You do understand.
Yeah, you're fine, Kyle. Yeah, Kyle, you got two more years? Yeah, fine. Go coach. Shut your mouth and coach.
This happens in the corporate world, too. Hey, your boss calls you in. Buzz, come see me.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Okay.
And they extend or give you something that you hadn't even talked about or thought was on the horizon because they're so enamored with the job
that you've done. We did that before with an extension for Shanahan and Lynch.
And I think it's been good since you've done that. No Super Bowl, but especially with this season and where it's headed and how it could finish. Let's just say they get in the playoffs and lose. I think, I'm just telling you, if I was sitting back and I was York, I'm thinking to myself, man, that was a hell of a job.
Yeah.
You know what? Hey, Kyle, let's meet for lunch.
Okay, so.
Do it that way.
What about, okay, let's cut to the chase. What about the fact that he hasn't won a Super Bowl?
I'm presenting that contract predicated on, I think that's on the horizon. We got our quarterback wrapped up.
So you're going to give, okay. Man.
I don't think I'm by myself at all. Like, Evan, do I sound ridiculous at all?
You don't sound ridiculous, but
no,
like,
I'm just,
to me, it's the. You don't like to make really hard decisions.
I'm a father. Evan,
would you give Shanahan a contract extension right now, 2027 to 2030?
Before you answer, E, the way he says it is so unfair. Shasky brought it up, and him, Bonte Spadoni, did a good job talking about it. So when you say it that way, it does come off like, well, what's the origin behind this?
Okay, Shanahan is signed through 2027, okay. And at the end of this year, his agent's going to approach the 49ers and say, let's tack three more years on till 2030.
And before you answer, E, I'm the owner. I'm so impressed with this job that this team did this year, even without winning the Super Bowl. His agent may not have to contact us. We'll contact him.
I mean, I wouldn't. If it's announced this offseason that Kyle Shanahan got a contract extension,
talk to him.
I wouldn't be mad. But I don't think that they have to broach it right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not something they have to talk about. But I mean, seriously, look around the league.
That's what I'm doing, man. McVay.
If all I'm saying is he's got two more years left, and if at the end of the year he said I want an extension to 2030, I'd probably try to say, can we wait?
But would you be shocked off of Evan's point? And I agree with him.
But if he wants a contract, he is going to get one.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. And
I think he's earned it.
Okay. I wouldn't. That's not how I would do business.
What would you say?
Well, you would have also made Brock Purdy play in his contract year, but that's not the way things work.
Well, no, I wouldn't have.
And how would that conversation go if I'm Kyle? Hey, you know, I'd like to get it. What would you, really with your chest out say no?
Well, I'm just going on Jed York talking about it's all about Super Bowls. So, like, I guess what I don't like is the same fan who rips Kyle Shanahan because he can't get over the top going to be the same fan that says, oh, he should have a lifetime contract and there's nobody out there better and we have to keep him forever. he's under contract the way I look at it for another 38 games.
But it's not, you're not saying, and shout out and rest in peace to Ralph Barbieri. Two things can be true at once, right, Snotty? You're not saying he has to win a bowl and that would impact your decision before.
No, if he would have won a bowl, I'd probably extend him to 2030. But the fact is, like, if you're an organization that wants to talk like this, like 49ers talk and the fans talk about it all being about Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, well, then at some point you have to ask the question, well, when is knocking on the door not enough for this particular organization? And all I'm saying is, if at the end of the year, Kyle said, and the only reason we're talking about it is because they were talking about it in the morning, right?
Yeah.
So the question was, would you extend Kyle Shanahan right now?
Yeah, and I was like, damn, I hadn't thought about that. But I heard all three of them. Great stuff. And I guess I thought to myself, like, it's nuanced. But I'm understanding and I'm growing that, yeah, everybody's not going to get to the mountaintop. But with Jimmy Garoppolo, Brock Purdy, you got Trey Lance mixed in there. What this dude, Kyle Shanahan, has done with and without Robert Saleh is just it's just majorly impressive. And, you know, I would invest more years into this guy thinking that the best is yet to come in regard to hoisting up the Lombardi.
You could also, extending him doesn't prevent you from firing him in the future.
No, I know.
But it's the merit of...
All I'm telling you is, if they go to the playoffs this year and whatever, they lose... Yeah. And Kyle Shanahan goes, okay, so we got two more years left on my deal. What do you say we bang it out through 2030? If I'm Jed York, I'm saying not yet. Can we wait a year at least till you start to become a lame duck?
And I do wonder, does that change? Is that the first start or nugget of our relationship changing or shifting in regard to me feeling some type of way that you would put that on pause or hold? Not it could be, Kyle, okay, that's how you feel later. But I know in some instances, all it takes is one thing to pop off, the wrong word to be said, and then now there's, it's Rocky. Like Ayuk, it's Rocky. Or
like,
resentment.
Like, Stani, are you willing to risk, by not extending him, if he wants one, him saying, okay, fine, I'll just coach it out here and then I'll leave in 2 years?
I certainly wouldn't let him, make threats like that.
No, he's not making threats, but your actions speak louder than your words.
And I would say, Kyle, you got two more years left in your deal. Can we continue to let it play out?
Yeah, we'll play it out, and then I'll take my talents elsewhere, because clearly you don't value me.
Okay, well, that's the way you look at it. That's the way you look at it, Kyle. We just don't want to be married to the coach 5 years from now when we don't,
Fine, bring back Tom Sula.
When we make the playoffs every other year.
Chip Kelly's available, I think.
Oh, yeah, and that's a cheap shot, I would say, if I'm Jed York.
So, no, this is a cheap shot from the 650 Boxner Gerson work injury text lines. Down. Guru would sign him to a 30-year, $1 billion deal, LOL. No, I'm just telling you, this dude can coach.
No kidding.
Isn't that the theme of this year?
That doesn't mean I'm giving him a three-year 50. And by the way, how much is he making? I heard 16. Okay, I'm not giving him 3 for $60 from 2027 to 2030 right now. That's all not right now.
Is there any other coach in the NFL right now, not named McVay, that you would take over Kyle?
Because I would take over Kyle?
Even Andy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Probably not. And that's why I said it speaks more to how I feel about giving a guy a contract 5 years out than necessarily about Shanahan. I think he's a top five coach. I'm not a big fan of coaches who are muscle flexors in a way. You know, and under this scenario,
you set it up like he's the muscle flexor. I like that. But yeah.
The question is, would you give Kyle Shanahan an extension right now through 2030? I'd be like, no. I don't see a need to do it. If the 49ers have done it, I'd be like, okay, they did it.
I think you're in, rare air. Like, I don't think that line's that long is the one that would be okay if they did do it, like Evan said, after the season.
I mean,
especially with what he's done. Like, I am truly, truly impressed, man.
I mean, to me, I'm not giving him an extension because of this year. I'd give him an extension because of what he's done over 8 or 9 years.
Right.
Like, this year to me is just a blip. It's just year 9, and they may go to the playoffs for the fifth time in 9 years, and like that's the way that one will chalk up. I actually am kind of interested in how many 49er fans right now would just say, I'd be good with Kyle Shanahan to be the coach through 2030. 888-957-9570. And you're right, Gu, though. It's two different questions. I'm not saying I want him fired. I'm just saying I wouldn't need to have that commitment on both sides at this point. All right. Pat Spencer is coming up in 20 minutes. But before we get to Spencer, we'll open up the lines at 888-957-9570. Don't forget, every hour, and this is going to happen next segment, every hour today and tomorrow, we're giving away 3 Warrior jerseys. All 3 are the town jerseys that they debuted in the November 24th game against the Jazz. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler, the town jerseys, are up for grabs, and one of them can be yours. Listen for your chance today and tomorrow. For more details, go to 957thegame.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.